Let's learn now. We're up to page Reish Lamed Beis Halacha Ches, the laws of Havdalah. We are in the middle of laws of Havdalah. Halacha Ches, Yesh Litei Mesechem Sam Ktsas Pizas. Pizas is a certain type of spice. The reason why you want to use spice is because you want to make the bracha Borei Minei Bisam, Na Borei Atzei Bisamim. There are some types of things which are fragrance, which are come from wood. We don't want to use wood. We want to use things, flowers or seeds, which produce fragrance. And on those things, the bracha is borei atse borei mine besamim. Take a hadas, which hadas, the hadas to use for your luluf on sukkis. Why? Choil, since this avid be mitzvah chada zimna, since you use it for one mitzvah, avid be nami mitzvah acharita, you should do another mitzvah. Halacha tes haner mitzvah shehei mishava. It's a mitzvah. The ner should come from wax. Ezeneros kluos yachat shu avuka. You should twist together a few neros, at least two, so it should be considered a torch. The im ain lo yivarech al shtei neros. If you don't have a torch, you don't have a special havdalakin which has a number of different wicks mixed together, then yivarech al shtei neros acheros sheiskarvu yachad b'shalheves. You shall just join together two different candles together to make a shalheves. After you make the bracha bori moreish, you look at your nails. Ve'yeshlivos mitziparne yad yamin. You should look at the nails of your right hand. Gamle hagim l'stakel b'kaf hayad yaminoi. To look at the palm of your hand. Ve'yesh luchvayf harba etzbos al agoidel. You shall take the four fingers and cover the thumb. L'soch within the kaf yad. Or mistakel b'tziponayim. You should look at the tziponayim, the nails. Or the kaf hayad v'asachas. The palm of your hand in one shot. V'achkach. In other words, poishes etzbos. You should extend forth your fingers. Or mistakel b'tziponayim. V'acharim. Or look at your Siparnayim from the back. So in other words, what you're supposed to do is you have your four fingers, and you have your thumb, put your thumb inside and bend your four fingers on top of your thumb. And then you look at the nails, at the same time you look in the inside of your palm. So you're looking at your four nails, and at the same time you're looking at the inside of your palm. Then on the right hand. Then when you're finished, you open it up. And no longer open it up, and no longer are your nails in front of you because they have been opened. You turn it around, and you look at your nails on the back side. That's how the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch says do this. A lot of these things are based upon Kabbalah. I don't know why. These are all Yoni Kabbalah, which we're not familiar with. What?
The hiding of the thumb.
Yeah.
Is because after the Chet of Adam Arishon.
Yeah.
People have to start working.
Yeah.
So the thumb was created after, later on.
The thumb was created after the Chet of the Marishan?
After the Chet of the Marishan, so that you should be able to work.
Okay.
Adam didn't have a thumb?
No. When he was created, later.
Adam did not have a thumb.
He added the thumb.
The thumb is dexterity.
But he had five fingers.
Noach. It says that the digits came into the thumb of Noach. Until Noach, people did not have fingers. Just had a mitten. And the fingers, the digits came in at a later point in time. But he's saying now that there was not even a thumb at the time of creation. It came in later on as a curse. It came in at a later point in time.
Yeah, so that's why you hide the thumb.
Because the klala, it's meramez and the klala of malacha. That because of the chet of the marisha, we were cursed that we now. Now what about the nails? The nails that it grew off also the chet eitz hadas. From the chet eitz hadas, it grew the nails. Okay, then, now the reason why okay, a lot of these things are Kabbalistic and Yanim, why we do these things, but the basic thing, to review what it says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, again, this is only the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. There are other customs of how to do Havdalah, but basically, one more time is you hold your right hand, you put your thumb inside, you fold your four fingers, you look at the nails, the four fingers, and then you look at them from the light of the Avuka, and then you open up your fingers, you turn it around, and look at the four nails. Okay, this is all after you make the bracha borei me'orei ho'esh. What? So he's saying that the thumb is a finger which is, represents the klala of the chet etz hadas. Because before the klala, if the zeas apecha toich alechem, part of the klala of the zeas apecha toich alechem was a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he created the thumb.
That's our advantage of the animals.
That we have a thumb, because that... I don't know the answer. These are mainly Kabbalistic... These are mainly Kabbalistic reasons. I don't know. We know that in Sefer Yoshua, what did Yoshua do to all the kings? To subjugate all the kings? He cut off their thumbs. He cut off their thumbs. When you don't have a thumb, you can't hold a weapon. You can't shoot a gun if you don't have a thumb. It's a solution to all the people that are shooting police. Policemen to cut off their thumbs. What? A good idea. A good idea to keep people under control.
Work is a klala.
Alright, let's see the Shi'arim and Mitzion Bahalach. Let's see what this is over here. Let's see over here. He talks about different candles. Okay, so we learn over here two candles. Borei Minei Bisamim Ayin Be'eshel Avram She'im Nasnu Bisamim Besech Beged Tzuar V'Karuch U'Marichin Harech Mibachutz Yesh Letzadi Lo'ma She'ein Zeh Bechlal Reach She'ein Lo Yikar V'Yachayelum Lovarei Cholav. Here's the question. The question is, do you have to open up the container? If you have a garment, and in the garment you package besamim, cloves, all the various spices, and then you sew the garment shut, and you can smell the fragrance from the outside. Can you make the bracha mitzvah Shabbos borei minei besamim when you cannot see, and you do not have access to the besamim? The besamim are sewn, what?
Like a potpourri?
Something like that. Some are sewn into cloth, into a garment, which you do not have access to because it's stitched together. But you can smell their fragrance from the outside. Can you make the bracha borei minei besamim? And he paskins, yes, you can. However, it's only a bidyavet. L'chatchila, you should be able to actually touch and open up and then see the actual besamim. That's what he says here in this halacha.
Is that like those, if you go to Simcha,
yeah,
they have these package in these little gauzy kinds of bags, but you can't really see in.
So he's saying it's a bidyavet. That's exactly what he says. He says that it's not a lechatchila. What it says, maybe others disagree. If they're doing it, they must have what to be samech upon. But he says here, beferish she'ein zeh, it's mutter, you can do it. Shemnasnu b'sam l'sech beget tzuar b'korach marich na'arich b'chutz yesh letzadeid loymar. You can be lenient to say she'ein zeh b'chlal reach she'ein loy ikar. It's not called reach she'ein loy ikar. It has an ikar. V'yecholim levar yechalav. Afilu hachi, but it's not a lechatchila. Imevshar b'noke liftoch nochon liftoch. It's proper liftochay to open up the packet levar yechalav. So he's saying that it's b'diavad it's lechatchila. It's not at least according to the Eish Lavram. Eish Lavram, this is his opinion. Okay, now he talks about shavi. You should use candles made from wax. Does not say you should use shemen zayis. Let's see. Ayin the Mishnah Berurah. Bir halacha. B'inyan ashoshes. A lantern shall zechuches. Shenachoyin lahachmir shiyasir be'eis habrocha zechuches melmalah. That you should remove the glass. If you're going to use for your havdol candle some type of glass, some type of thing which has a glass cup on top.
The old lanterns
have glass. So you should remove the glass so you should actually be in direct contact with the flame itself. Its proper thing is.
Glass,
so it's not a lechatchila, but yeah, but it's good. You're 100% right. It's not a lechatchila, but yeah, but it's good. But it's not a lechatchila. But inyan ashoshes shel zuchus shenochoin lahachmir sheyasi be'eis habrocha zuchus melamalo deyesh b'zeh das oishem. Some hold that it's not yotze. The bracha boirei me'oirei ho'esh must be set on an open flame, not on a flame that you sing through a chatzitza, through a glass enclosement. U'mekar me'yushalmi v'huva b'beis yosef. He disagrees. He holds that no problem. We are, of course, samech upon this. We make a bari moresh almost anything, and it's okay. So it's machlek. So the levarach habracha dechse beretz Shabbos al or chashmal. What about the old shayla? You learn to make havdola on a light bulb, electricity. Shemati bialdusi mizikni talmid nechamishim admar hagana kodesh bal darkei tshuva shayoymer Heter leze it's mutter. V'chein we itzi etzlo b'noy adoneinu menei rabbeinu baal minchas alazar shoya habes hamerish moli anashim merchak hayu mivarchak hayu mivarchim al havuka shi ala shulchan v'lo hayu mechavenes or hachashmal they did not turn off the light u'memele lo nohagu lo nenu me'or havuka if they made havdol in the Beis HaKnesses and the havuka was at a distance and they did not turn off the light, so me'ele what were people really being a bracha on rak me'or hachashmal. So he's saying a tremendous chiddush, saying his own observation that being there, they made Abdullah in the Beis HaKnesses. So people, the lights were on, and the male, not being nena from the Arvuka, the nena from the electricity. It must then be that the kavana was Bari Mireish, will be nena from the light bulbs. And this happens in shul all the time. You go to a shul and you want to be yotze, you're in a rush. You want to be yotze Abdullah in Beis HaKnesses, when they make Abdullah in Beis HaKnesses, and you're at a distance, you're all the way in the back, and they make Bari Mireish. Are you yotze? So he's saying, well, you're not going to be yotze from the Arvuka because you're not being there from the Avuka, so what then can you rely upon? The light. But you should be very careful. You go to shul, a lot of shul, they make Havdalah, no one drinks the wine. And if no one drinks the wine, there's a shalif even Yaitz the Havdalah. So shalif brach levatalah. So just because they make Havdalah, if no one's going to be drinking, at least being toyed from the Yayin, then you're not so pashi even Yaitz with the Havdalah. Okay, but in any event, here he says that's what his assumption was. Some you have to mamish smell. You're not yotze unless you mamish smell the b'sam. So if you don't smell the b'sam, you should come later on and make another bracha and smell the b'sam. If you don't smell the b'sam, you're not yotze. How can you be yotze? If you don't smell the b'sam, bar you have to be yotze for the shami yisera. You have a minute to make the b'sam, and you have to go later on. If you don't get the orange shul, let's say you want to be daf to make a bracha on the so have kavod not to be yotze. You're in shul, someone's making avdala, you're not going to be able to be nina from the avuka. You don't want to be simach on the matirim, the mekilim, to use the light, especially today when incandescent bulbs almost don't exist anymore in public places. Maybe in your home you have incandescent bulbs. But in shuls, public places, challenge you to find me a public arena where they still use incandescent bulbs. Now, what? No, incandescent does not. He said that's the ashashis, that's the lantern. He says no, that you can be the incandescent. You know, it doesn't have to be clear. So you're using
these bulbs?
Fluorescent. Machloresin is machloikas. Rabelski holds that fluorescent is the same thing as incandescent, because the fluorescent is a piece of the tip of the fluorescent bulb. There's a piece of metal which becomes red hot. Red hot, so it's really no different than the incandescent bulbs. That's Rabelski, but it's a das yachid. Many say that fluorescent are not the same. That little tip of metal which ignites the gas inside to light up, it's not the ikur, it's not the light. It's not the light, so you can't make a beret. What? LED is schwach. It's not a real light. The LED, it's I don't know what it is.
I don't know. Like that. I think that's an LED, but I don't know what it is.
I don't know, the LEDs, so LEDs are like the same status as the fluorescent. That's what they say. If you can make on a fluorescent, so maybe they are makeelim, people are makeel to make on the fluorescent. Even in the hospitals, now they have these, there are the LEDs, these little narrows, battery narrows, that I don't know what they are, they're LEDs. But, so that's a cooler. Let's see what he says over here. But he talks about, he's discussing clearly incandescent bulbs. Okay, the LEDs didn't exist in his time. V'chein kosav lahate b'shut mishpidei zil, simin ches, v'chelet beis, simin lam gimel, simin lam ches, b'sefer l'daf, v'ayin man yuzeh b'arichas, b'sefer archadosh, shehela gam kein lahate v'chein kosav b'shut machas avram,
u'bana
yisoyda, he builds his foundation, and it's mutal divrei ha-beis Yitzchak from the Beis Yitzchak. The Beis Yitzchak calls it smamish esh, electricity. Basically, this is a problem. We don't accept the Beis Yitzchak today. The Beis Yitzchak calls it that electricity is esh. Forget about the bulb. The bulb, the incandescent bulb, and the current of electricity running through wires, that is ish. So you can make a bracha on wires, according to the Beis Yitzchak, pretty much.
The light.
Allah has come kama. The koyach of ish. The light is also ish. The light is electricity. What is it? Just an expression, an electrical expression. Mm-hmm. According to the Beis Yitzchak, the current flowing through the wires is also mamish ish. It doesn't give off light, but it's ish running through copper wires. That's ish. We don't accept that. That's not accepted as man hazeh, that current running through wires is considered to be ish. We only look at the results. And the big nafkamina is that an electrical appliance that is not producing light, an engine that's running, according to many paiskim, is only a midrabban. It's not a din deraisa. Because what are you doing? Current running through wires, that's not ish. You're making fire? No. A motor is running.
Heating comes.
Oh, so it's heat is not fire. Heat is not the same thing as fire.
Where does the heat come from?
It comes from the current. It comes from the friction. Friction, but that's not mamish eish. You can have heat by rubbing your hands together. Friction creates heat. That's not fire. No one says that doing this on Shabbos is usur. When you rub your hands together, the friction causes your hands to become warm. That's not fire. L'chol adeis, mid l'chatchila, but it should be eish. So that's why electricity, according to most poskim, is only in this mid rabban. Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch says that if he was alive at the time when electricity was invented, it came into popular use, and he would be on the bez, and he would pass in its mutter on Shabbos to use electrical appliances that do not turn on lights. Because he holds, there's nothing wrong. What are you doing? What's the problem? Turning on electrical appliances on Shabbos. Turn on a motor. You're not doing anything. What malacha?
In Yom Tov, we used to put lights on, and then they
because Yom Tov is Eish. Because we hold... Because Eish. So we hold it, it's Eish. And Yom Tov... Still, you can't turn on lights, right? We don't try this. Don't try this at home today. But in Echanami, there are a lot of coolers. Yeah?
I had in my class in Yeshiva. There was Bacher, who's Zayd, was the one that passed me, that on Yom Tov you're allowed to turn on
the lights.
So yeah,
that was before they understood electricity.
No, they didn't understand.
That was what it was based.
They thought
electricity.
It was Eish. The base Yitzchak holds that it's Eish. Memele, Eish is mutter on Shabbos. That's what he says over here. That's why you can make a bracha on the electricity. Let's go a little further. So he says over here, Lad b'chein kasa b'sholim b'machzer v'ayim when we saw the value of the rabbi's Yitzchak. Ayin sham. Ayin b'sevim ayur Eish. Sheyori le'um koshalach. Ve'hel le'gam kein lehet le'vercha alav. Ach. It's also mutter. Ach. Mechalek sham bein elu shahar mechuse b'han b'zuchuchis. Keha. A weak one. The frosty ball. She'ein nirid es guf hashalheves mitoicha lebein elu she'nirin hashalheves mitoicha do'osin mutarim that's mutar. So he paskins that it's ideal that you should use a clear bulb, not a frosty bulb. Of course, we're dealing only with incandescent bulbs, which has something of filament that is becoming red hot, and becoming red hot is equivalent to eish mamish. It's a gacheles. That's eish mamish, even though it's not your conventional type of eish, because eish needs oxygen. Who doesn't know that? That you need oxygen in order to burn. And there is no oxygen because it's locked up in a sealed glass thing. So obviously the way the rules, the science of a filament that's red hot is in a different world, operates in a different set of rules. It doesn't matter, it's okay, but at least lechatchila you should be able to see the filament glowing like those chandelier bulbs which have the filament. You can also buy regular 100 watt bulb, but also they sell clear bulbs. V'chein, Amali HaGoin, Rabbi, I'm not sure what Zilber this is. The Yose ba'avar hayom b'tzletzberg
Salzburg
Salzburg chilek zeh b'shem ha'goyin b'chaim b'chaim oizer b'vilna. That's pretty heavy stuff. B'chaim oizer, he was mamish the pesek hadar of Chaim Oizer, and he paskins that he makes the chil between a bulb that you can see the film and the bulb you cannot see. The chain cost of chilik zeh b'kundris luach hayevul mehagoyin Rabbi Yosef Elio Hinkin or daiti yesh k'sas sehuri devarim b'zeh. I'm not so happy with this. Rav Brown says the yevsha sheyesh l'tzad l'varcha mesuches kea he alpi ma shakosav hamarsham diyocholim l'kadesh halavana im niris mehaavim me'at. Okay, this is very important. Lachol comes to kish levana, which will come to later on, that you can be the Evan make kish levana even if you can't mamish see the mamish, the moon mamish, but you can see the light is coming through a thin cloud. So what do you learn from that halacha? You're not allowed to make kiddush levana. It's merdik chiddush, merdik shteltsu he's making over Brown. When it comes to kiddush levana, you're supposed to see the levana mamish. No mechitzes. You have to see the levana. What happens if it's cloudy? I can't see the levana mamish, but the cloud is thin. I can see the outline of the levana. And there's a... What?
Haze.
The haze of the levana, and there's enough light that's coming through the cloud that if you would turn off all of the city lights, shut down the city, block out, you would be nene from the haze of the levana. You can make the bracha b'di'evet. It's okay. Oh, but I'm not seeing it directly. I'm only seeing it indirectly. It's okay. That's just like a frosty bulb. Same exact thing. There's glass, there's frost on the bulb, and you can see through the frost, so it should be no different. Just like it's good for Kiddush Levana to make a bracha, it's also good enough to make a bracha. So he holds that it should be mutter. It says, when it comes to the Oroin, the bottom, they stuck out of the it was pressed up against the Peroches, and the Peroches was judged jutting out. Two little parts of the proches were jutting out where the bottom stood. And it says, Vayiru, and they saw. What do you mean they saw? They didn't see it. It was covered. The proches was made from solid material, opaque. It was material. You can't see anything. So what do you mean you saw? Being you saw the machon, you saw the roshim, the impression where the batim they pushed against the parochas, that's called seeing. The year of Shabbatim, Shav Shachayu Mechusim Beparochas, Kevin Shedoichin, they bolted me with Chutz, and Mekoyim Nikar Havi Mechlal Vayiru, Ayin Shah. Two Gevaldik Arayas, that you don't have to mamish see, you just have to know that it's there to a degree. Yehochin Ami Kain, Loi Bosi Rak Licho Ir, I'm not coming to pass the halacha, my brown suit, I'm just coming to make the shteltsu to be Me'oirer. On these two Gedeli Hador, Rav Chaim Oizer, and the other place that he quoted above, God, who was that you have to Lechatila Rav Zilber, Rav Zilber, you have to mamish see it. The eye of Inyan Levarach Allah b'Motzei Yom Kippurim, Iyavi b'Chlal Or Shavas Ayin L'Kamon. What about lighting Or Shavas? So that's really more complicated. To make a bracha, we know that Motzei Shavas Yom Kippurim, you have to have a Ner Shavas, a Ner that was in existence from the time Shabbos has begun, the time Shabbos before Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur began. You need a Ner Shavas, like a yahrzeit candle. So he's asking Nishal, what about? Let's say you tell me that you can make a bracha Barim La'Or Eish on a light bulb. L'Chol Adeis, he's saying if it's clear, you can see the filament, you can make the bracha. So now what about Yom Kippur? So do we say if the electricity is even an Eish Ad Kedei Kach that it's considered to be on the entire Yom Kippur? So he says, look later on. I don't know what he says there. I guess you can argue, though. Two arguments are, yeah, why not? It was red hot all along. Or maybe you can say that the fuel is not here. You have a regular candle, yahrzeit candle. Everything is right here. All the fuel is here. All the fuel is here.
Yes, what about if it went on and off with the Shabbos clock?
That for sure not. Mm-hmm. That for sure. It went on and off, so it was not near Shabbos. And a yahrzeit candle, all of the fuel is contained right here in this utensil. So, and it was lit before Shabbos, so it's a Ner Shavas. But when it comes to electricity, where is the filament is glowing? But where did the fuel, the energy come from? Niagara Falls. Right,
Niagara Falls was there before too.
It didn't, but it didn't even the water, the energy didn't even probably. I don't know how it works exactly. Battery today, it's probably much more complicated. All the new technology of storing energy, but you know the water did not fall yet in order to turn the generators to make the electricity that it should travel from all the way up here from Canada all the way down to get to your apartment that should provide energy. It could be the energy didn't even exist yet. I don't know how it works. Maybe it does. There are big batteries.
Generators all over the city besides.
Generator, okay, what I'm saying, it's all very complicated. So even the generators, okay, Indian point, exactly, nuclear power. Exactly. I don't know how this all works and where it's stored, but it's not here. There's no question about it. It's not in your living room. The energy that you need to keep this Ner going right now, Ner Shavas, is not here from Shabbos. It came from somewhere else. And who knows if it even existed and what form did it exist? Pam Chadosh is supposed to Khan. How all of these things work. It's so complicated. Is that called enough of a Ner to be considered Ner Shavas? So those are the arguments. I'm sure when push comes to shove, you'll be Makel when you have no choice. And, yeah.
Only thing, and I don't know too much about it, is solar
power.
Electricity.
Same exact thing. It's not, didn't even exist yet. The sun didn't shine, right? The sun didn't shine. This is a very big shiloh. These are all very big issues. Today, it's a big thing. Solar power. All of the parking meters are operated on solar power. All you have to do is just cover them up. No, they shouldn't be listening. They used to go in the olden days, all the ganav, and would put gum, right? They would put gum and do all these terrible things. They would get arrested. They used to put police cameras to catch them. Today, all you have to do is just take a piece of paper and cover the top of the machine. So within a day or two, it runs out of juice, and it can't process your credit card to give you the little ticket to put in your car. So that's what they'll tell you. Well, you think you're going to break this machine? You're going to be Potter?
You want to know something?
Go across the street, get a ticket from the one across the street.
On Coney Island Avenue J, all of the, about 2 weeks ago I was there, all of the meters were all jammed, all broken. You couldn't use them.
Where at Avenue J, the new meters?
On Coney Island, yeah.
The muni meters.
So they gave tickets still? They gave tickets?
They were giving tickets. I called in 311,
yeah,
and they gave me a complaint number, and I put it I'm still waiting to hear.
Still waiting.
Am I guilty or not?
Still waiting. Okay, let's go further. Okay, let's go to the next. Let's go to the next. The next halacha.
No.
Halacha.
You're allowed to. Okay.
Okay, halacha yud. Suma. Einoi mevarech al haner. A suma does not make a bari murei ha'esh because he's not nene from the ner. You don't smell, you don't make a bracha on the besam. Now this is pretty much a tzrach. If you're not nene, that's right, you don't make a bracha. I once went to a havdalah to a very big Talmud Chacham, and he said to me, I'm going to do something now. Don't. This is not what you're supposed to do. But I have a cold. I don't feel well, and therefore this is only in this situation. Don't learn from me. What is it?
No.
He said that he's first going to light. And what's the minhag Yisrael? Before you begin havdalah, you already light. You already light the matches. You already light the other. Before you start, you light it up. The candle's lit, and he nekel Yeshuasi Eftach. So he started. He nekel Yeshuasi, bar priyag gofen, and then he made bar minei. Then he made bar minei besamim, and then he lit the candle. He lit the match to light the candle, and he said to me, "I have a cold, or maybe worse, I have no sense of smell. If I light the match and I blow out the match, and the smoke." The odor that comes from lighting the match will completely destroy my ability to smell the besamim. Even without lighting them, even doing nothing in the purest environment, I have trouble smelling the besamim. I can barely smell anything in the besamim.
The match besamim?
Well, no, the match is not besamim. The match is artificial. It's not besamim.
I have this problem.
Yeah.
You
can't smell the besamim. So does it make a difference to you if you light the match or not? This individual claimed that it makes a difference. If he lights the match, he smells the sulfur, it will prevent him, it will compromise his ability to smell the besamim.
Why couldn't he light a candle in another room?
Well, too much of a tircha.
Bring the candle in.
Someone else would have electronic igniter.
Electronic igniter. So why didn't he use electronic gukasha? I don't know why not. Why didn't he use a lighter?
He didn't have one.
Or maybe even lighting the candle itself, he felt even that causes some smoke. That also caused some.
He probably didn't have.
I was telling you, ma'isa shahoya kachaya. It was bizarre to me. Since when did you ever go and light the candle right before you make the bracha? You always, everyone, the whole world, you light the candle, and then you start hinekel yeshuasi aftach. You're going to someone, and he's hinekel yeshuasi, he then makes bourbon, and then he first light the candle? It's a little bit strange, right? So this is his explanation why he doesn't like this, and I should not hold him accountable, as if it makes a difference what I have to think. But, interesting, okay.
I can do
They make the bracha. They make the bracha. They make the bracha. Okay, interesting. Okay, halacha. Yeah, you have to do that. It's not just you have to. Indeed, you have to buy new some often. They get burnt out.
It's almost like
they get burnt out very quickly. Halacha Yud Aleph. Im liyacha shabir chalayin v'ach oiches abesam biyada neschavin levar chalayim. If after you make the bracha on the yain and you hold the besam biyada, v'neschavin levar chalayim tab l'shane v'yama bari mirai ha'esh. This happens all the time. Okay, you make the brachas and you slip and you say the wrong bracha. You wanted to make the bracha bari minei besamim, and then you say bari me'orei ha'esh. The toich kidei dibor niskar v'sim o'od borei minei b'samim. Also, the bracha la'b'samim, you're okay. As long as you correct yourself within 2 seconds, 2 second rule, you correct yourself, then you are okay. And then you can make another bracha, achar kach, another bracha, al haner. Aval, im nischav v'bruchasay al haner. But let's say that's all. Now here's the only condition. There's one very important condition. When you make Baruchat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, when you said Hashem's name, Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, what were you thinking? If you were thinking about the Besamim, okay, you were thinking about the Besamim like you should have, and you slipped and you said Borei Me'ori Ho'esh, so then you have the opportunity to repair the damage by quickly within Teichot Adi was saying Borei Minei Besamim. But if when you said Baruchat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, you were Mechavein for the Esh, and you said borei me'orei ho'esh, and now you realize that you did not yet say borei minei besamim, then don't correct yourself. Then just go out of order. But avle mischavin bebruchase al aner, also al aner, overach achach al besam, so you made a mistake, so you go out of order. It happens all the time at a wedding. Okay, how many times have you been at a wedding when the person, they call it for a keyboard? Well, today it happens less because I don't go to weddings too, so I can't really say. But it happens by weddings where the people make the wrong bracha. Mechaved so and so for the third bracha. And he gets up and he says the fourth or the fifth, whatever it is. They give you a car, they try to make sure you don't blow it. But what happens if you make the wrong bracha? It's okay. It's okay. Bar Priya Gafen? And the second one also? So you did it out of order. It doesn't matter.
Then they called up someone for the sixth bracha, and he said bracha achrita.
So what did they do? So they gave the last person another.
No, they gave a pesach, the bracha.
They gave him a pesach.
They called Rav Tuvia Goldstein, I said, because he knows pesach.
So what did they give him? They gave him what? They gave Tuvia Goldstein what?
The last bracha.
Yeah.
No, they... Someone was called up for the sixth.
And he said the bracha achrita. Asher bara sasa
nesimcha. So then they called up Rav Tuvia.
And he said the sixth bracha.
They had to call him because he knows.
He knows halacha. So he said the sixth bracha. He said. So the rule of thumb is if you make the brachas out of order, the world will go on. They'll be darshing, the children will be darshing for the rest of their lives. So the parents, that because by their wedding they said this bracha out of order, that is why this happened to them and that happened to them. A kol mazel hashkacha. So you don't want to do that to your children. You don't want to go and burden your children with super analyzing.
So don't play the video for your children.
Or take out the brachas. Today the whole trend is saying we live in a world today where we're ADD, attention deficit disorder, and it has manifested itself. In so many interesting ways. And one of the ways it has manifested itself is that the wedding videos today don't even want a full version. They'll give you a full version. The full version will never be seen. The whole wedding video is 15 to 20 minutes. It's a new thing now. Yeah, you have a wedding video. Who's going to come want to sit and watch the wedding from the beginning to the beginning to the end? You're going to watch the Kabbalah's Panim, and you're going to watch the Chuppah. You can take all the Geshmaka moments, a few of friends that you really value, a few you go through with a fine comb, because no one has attention, no one has patience state for more than 15, 20 minutes, and they make a really nice, all the Geshmaka moments of the wedding, not more than, you do the whole wedding in 20 minutes. All the mazel tovs, the best stuff, and this is what they give. This is what you give the family, and you give them also. You can have the whole thing. You want the footage? Here, you have the whole thing from getting 10 for the record. You can have the whole thing. But what are you going to watch Thanksgiving Day when everyone comes together after you finish the turkey? You pull out all the wedding, all the simchas. You're not going to watch from beginning to end because you have five kids. You got to watch them all. 20 minutes apiece.
Best of
football.
Watch football. Football. Watch football. So no one has patience to anyway. We'll listen to the. When was the last time? You know what's so funny though? Very interesting. Is that my bar mitzvah years ago? So we had a video, a very nice video, and the video was from beginning to end. And when I watched the video, I don't think I ever lived. We had a lot of speeches. My father spoke. I said, the bar mitzvah boy, sure. My grandparents, another speaker, and then there was other interesting things, dancing, this, that. So all my younger years, when I was a teenager, and I was whatever, look, I never, ever, even once listened to the speeches. I couldn't care less. Fast forward. You watch all the Geshmaka stuff, and there was plenty of material, at least an hour's worth of material, maybe even more, just to watch without the speeches. Now, if I look at it, only thing I want to listen to are the speeches. I don't care. The other thing is total my eyes, and I can't even look at it because it's disturbing to look at. It's disturbing. It's the, I want to hear the speeches. What do they say? It's an amazing, you know, it's an amazing turn of events. All right, let's go further. Halacha yud beis mitzvah laharbos ktsas b'neiros b'motzei Shabbos v'loy ma'azmiros. You should be marbeh ktsas b'neiros b'motzei Shabbos v'loy ma. You should laharbos means, I don't know what do you mean laharbos. To dwell upon or to have many narrows?
Increase
the number?
People light candles. To light a candle Friday night.
I mean, a lot of candles. Okay, that's what it means. Okay, I understand.
Right,
fine,
okay.
You light candles, right? You're supposed to light candles, Mitzvah Shabbos, La Malka. So Mitzvah Laharbos, Ktsas, Benerus, Mitzvah Shabbos, you light candles, Mitzvah Shabbos, Melech, the Velema, Azmiros, Lulava, it's a Shabbos to escort Shabbos, period. Like you escort a king from the city, why all of a sudden are we mavakish Eliyahu Mitzvah Shabbos? So there are a lot of Kabbalistic reasons.
All focused on
Eliyahu Navi. So why really it's all Kabbalah, but here he's telling us on derech pshat, derech ayin panim l'Torah. Elio Hanavi cannot come on Shabbos.
Or Erev Shabbos
because he doesn't want to take away from us the zechus of Mekimim Mekayim Shabbos. So the first time he's going to come to us will be Mitzvah Shabbos. Now is the first opportunity. That's why we once again focus upon him. Well, that's another reason. It's machlokes. Tchumul malin. That's machlokes. If gulur the machlokes, ain't tchumul malin. If you hold malin, then he can come because he's going to come from Shemaim, so he can come. But if you hold ain't tchum, that's another reason why he can't come. But the Gemara says the reason why he's not coming on Shabbos because he doesn't want to take away from us the zechus of Shabbos, the preparation and the zechus that when Chazal said that when we will merit olam haba, Yom Hashiach, we're going to look back and say, oh, if only we can go back to the good old days when we had the opportunity. He's not going to come on Erev Shabbos. The Gam Shabbos say Mispalim Shiavoy came with the Misafkum Dilma Yeshchum Lamalam Yasara. Then Yachalov Shabbos. He can't come on Shabbos. The Alkein Liachar Shava Hashabbos Shiachalov Mispalim Shiavoy Vyaslam Toiv. The Oid Isa Bemedrash to Bechol Mitzvay Shabbos Eliyahu Nichnas LeGan Eden. Eliyahu comes into Gan Eden every Mitzvay Shabbos. Oh, look who came! Eliyahu came here. The Odisa the Medrash, the Chol Mitzvay Shabbos, Eliyahu Nichnas LeGan Eden Yeshiv Tachas Eitz Achayim. Okay, so here's the Yanni Kabbalah. In Yanni Kabbalah, every Mitzvay Shabbos, Eliyahu Navi goes into Gan Eden, and he sits Tachas Eitz Achayim. The Kaisev Zuchuson Shel Yisrael Hamishamrim Es Hashabbos, and if we want to pay him, we want to give recognition that you reciprocate. You were so kind to us. Mitzvay Shabbos too mentioned that we Mekayim Shabbos, if we reciprocate, and we Lechein Maskim El So. Okay, there's a lot more to do here. Even though I want to discuss a lot of things here about this, so we'll leave this for tomorrow. And I want to save some time for the next part.